Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol liyeh b'vara.
Ha'gitavach, Shavua Tov and Chodesh Tov. Yasher kochachem for coming out today, certainly for a wonderful event, a maimer, a platform of Harbatas HaTorah, of Limad HaTorah, and indeed a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So a big yasher koch to each of you individually and collectively for being mishtate, for joining to this wonderful annual maimer. We're coming off the heels of Parshas Korach. Interestingly enough, what a fascinating phenomenon emerges when we take a step back and we scrutinize the Shemus HaParshios, and it catches us, take it from Miyad instantly, that throughout the breadth, the spectrum of all the various Parshios contained, encompassed under the rubric of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, five stand alone as the only Parshios named after an individual. And we have, of course, Parshas Noach and Sefer Bereishis. Fast forwarding to Sefer Shmos, we encounter Parshas Yisro. Nothing in Vayikra, we make our way to Bamidbar. And interestingly enough, we have a Parsha that is named for Korach, a Rosha Marusha. A Parsha named for Balak. What do we have to say positive about a Balak? And then, of course, a Pinchas. And we must wonder, what's the common denominator? What's the common thread? After all, there are no parshios named after Avoseinu HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. No parsha named after the protagonist occupying center stage throughout Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu. No parsha named after Aaron, after Miriam. What's the common denominator? For that, you'll have to invite me back. That's a separate shmooze. But what does catch our attention for today is there is really a sixth parsha that to a certain degree is named after an individual, and that of course is Sarah. But it's not called Sarah. Even though the Shlach Kodesh writes in Chelek Torah Shemachsav, Rav Tzedek HaKohen writes in Rasisa Laila and Os Mem Dalet, and others also make note how the name of a parsha in a certain sense encapsulates the essence of what lies at the crux, what really occupies center stage on the pages of that given, of that respective parsha. So the parsha is not labeled Sarah, but it is still Chaye Sarah. It's about the lives of Sarah. When we open up the pages of Chaye Sarah, it beckons our scrutiny right from the outset. And because all that takes place with regards to Sarah is that Sarah passes away. As she dies, her untimely, tragic demise is what occupies the opening psukim of Parshas Chayesara. She doesn't do anything bepoel, bekumiasei, actively on the pages of this parsha that to a certain degree is indeed named after her. She doesn't say anything on the pages of this parsha. So why in the world is it called Chayesara? And it's about the lives of Sarah. If anything, it's about the death of Sarah. It's not the life of Sarah. She already had a great, grandiose life after years at Sarah, since she has a Yitzchak. She's married to Avraham Avinu. She's the Sarah and all the Umos HaOlam. This is the parsha that we're going to name for her, for the lives of Sarah. Ma pesha hadvarim, how do we understand such an idea? But I humbly believe that as we turn the pages of this parsha, and that is named for Sarah, we see that through that search, through Avraham Avinu sending his trusted, a dedicated and loyal servant, Eliezer. Eliezer proudly, repeatedly proclaims himself to be Eved Avraham Anochi. He's the trusted, loyal servant of Avraham Avinu. And we see from the search that what? I want you to find someone just like Sarah. Avraham Avinu says, I can't go out. He's a zokin already. He's already older in years, or as the Netziv adds in Hemek Dabar, he still has all the gerim coming into his tent. He has a job. He has to change and transform the world. Avraham is Megayiris Anoshim, and Sarah was Megayiris Anoshim. Now it all falls onto his lap. He's got to stay put. He's being Megayiris, being Marbitz Tyra. So he can only send one trusted person. And who is that individual? It's Achmarak Sol. Eliezer, who grew up in the house, who knew Sarah longer than Yitzchak. Yitzchak is only 37 years of age at that tragic moment when Sarah passes away from this world. Eliezer, though, according to some opinions in Chazal, Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Agoda, Tanyona, Simon Azil, is the Machlokis, well, Eliezer ben Avram was initially the servant of Nimrod, or even the son of Nimrod HaRasha. And after Avram Avinu emerged unscathed in that miracle called the Kivshan Aish or Kastim, and he walks out of the fiery oven, Nimrod, so overwhelmed and so impressed, says, I'm going to give him my son, I'm going to give him my servant. At that moment in time already, Eliezer knows Avram, and he knows Sarah, and he's growing up in the house, and he's labeled Damesek Eliezer, Yuma Chavches, and Rebesis, Dola, Umashke, Dola, Mitarosu Shal Avram, Umashke, Lacherim. He is the Kli, he's that vehicle in the middle that takes all the Torah of Avram Avinu, his Rebbe, and he transmits and conveys that Torah and that spirituality to all those individuals coming into the tent. He grew up in the house. He knows Avram and he knows Sarah through and through. So Avram Avinu is busy. He's now on in his years. He sends Eliezer and he tells him, what? I want you to find a suitable mate, a suitable wife for my son Yitzchak. And Eliezer, who knows Sarah so well and knows that Sarah was a tznua, Sarah possessed impeccable character traits. He knew Sarah all the way. From the very beginning days of that marriage, he knew Sarah. He's the only one alive in the world who could be the shliach to find someone who could be a worthy successor and, in a sense, a replacement for Sarah. I mean, who could be the next on the matriarchal line in the Kav Ha'imos, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah? Who could be the next link in that renowned chain? It has to be someone just like Sarah. The Ran Rabbeinu Nissim writes in his Drosha Saran and Drosha that Avram Avinu was very insistent. Eliezer, I want you to go Dafka to that bayis, that home of a loved one, and that's where you're going to find the wife of Yitzhak Avinu, my son. Aye, but they were Ovid of Hadazara. They espoused idolatry, writes the Ran, but it was a house that still knew what Midos were all about. The Ramban even points out, why did Lavan? It'll be later on, but why did Lavan and Parshas Vayetze? It's a pellet. He sends Rochel out to the fields with the roam, with the shepherds, and not to Leah. Why not? Because even Lavan understood they're in Yoni Tzinias. And you don't send Leah, who is already over the age of Bas Mitzvah, to intermingle and to work alongside the men. But Rochel at that time is still Bas Mitzvah. Hence, Vayishak Yaakov Rochel, he could give her a kiss. She wasn't yet Bas Mitzvah. And she would be sent out because even Lavan was makbid, was particular about Tzinias. Lavan, yes, Avodah Zarah, first and foremost, yes, he is the idol worshiper of the world. But Midos, again, not duplicity and deception. He was the master of that as well. But when it came to basic Midos like Tzinias, Avram Avinu, based on the Drosh Saran, you have to send them there. So we're looking for someone who possesses Midos Tova, someone who possesses Tzinias. We know through the features of the search that if we're looking for the worthy successor of Sarah Imenu, that gives us and provides that glimpse into what Sarah's essence was all about. And thus the parsha that begins with her demise continues with Avram Avinu looking for the appropriate burial plot in a sodeh, in a field. And even though we've come to and know it at the cave of the patriarchs, as Maros Machpelah, all throughout the psukim we see that what is he looking for? I'm looking for a place to bury, but it's what? I want to Maros Machpelah, but where is it? Because say sadehu. And sodeh is mentioned repeatedly. Hasodeh nasati loch. We're going to bury you in a sodeh. What's a sodeh? A field. A field is the place wherein you put seeds, and the seeds decay and decompose. And what emerges from those seeds? A new sprout, a new blossom that eventually burgeons into a beautiful tree. Sarah dies, but we're going to bury her in a sodeh. And through the death of Sarah will come the successor, will bloom the next in the patriarchal and matriarchal line. We'll have the union, that harmonious union and marriage of a Yitzchak alongside a Rivka. They'll continue what Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu began. They will be Mamshich the Kavhalo. They'll continue the process onward. Yitzchak and Rivka, that marriage comes so soon on the heels of the demise and the breakup of Avram and Sarah. And thus, after Avram sends his trusted, loyal servant Eliezer on a mission, I'm sending you on a shlichut. I want you to find the suitable successor to your mother, my dear beloved wife, Sarah Imenu. That's the last speaking part on the pages of the Torah, because Avram Avinu's job, his mission in life is complete. He doesn't need to say anything more in the pages of Chumash because once he set the bull in motion, Eliezer goes looking for a suitable mate for Yitzchak. Avram Avinu knows his time with Sarah has now come to a close. The sun has set. It's time for a new sun to rise. The union of Yitzchak and Rivka. But through that union, we get a true glimpse into what Sarah must have been all about. And thus, the ultimate nechama comes when, after we read through the story, we flip through the pages, we finally make our way to the last pasuk in the fifth aliyah, Perchav Dalet Pasuk Samazai. And there the Torah relates, Avayevya Yitzchak Ola Sari Imo. Yitzchak brings Rivka into what? The last pasuk of chapter 24. Now the breakup of Chumash of Tanakh of Scripture into chapters, that is what Moshe Eisenman writes on page 442 of his art school commentary on Sefer Yecheskel. That generally is attributed to Archbishop of Canterbury, Stephen Langton. He divided into chapters and so often he got it wrong. We go by the Aliyos. The Aliyos, that is our breakup. But in this particular instance, Hitaka got it right. The last verse in chapter 24 is the last pasuk in the fifth Aliyah, which what brings the gist of the parsha to a close. Vahimi Yitzchak Losimo, after the search, after Sarah passed away and she's buried in the field, and Kilu Sarah now passes from this world, but there's a new sprout, there are new seeds that are burgeoning, that are blossoming and sprouting to produce a new tree, a union of Yitzchak and Rivka. Through this search, I see what Eliezer was looking for. I get a better understanding. I can now comprehend what the godless, the core essence of Sarah's greatness was all about, the tzniyas, the midas tovas. And there'll be plenty more. Just hold on to your seats. We'll get to know a lot more about Sarah. Dafka, couched specifically in the context of a parsha that's named for Sarah, that's called The Lives of Sarah, because through the death of Sarah and the ensuing search for her successor, the one to supersede her monumental role in the matriarchal line, through that search, I'll get a better understanding of what the lives of Sarah were indeed all about. So it concludes, Yitzchak brings Rivkin to the tent, what? Not his tent. Not Stam Sarah's tent. The Torah is Madgish emphatically, it's Sarimo. Into the tent of Sarimo. Rashi even says, Vayimelo Vanasis Dugma Sarimo. She became just like Sarah. She became Sarah all over again in a certain sense. And only then, Vayika Chesrivka Vatilo Leisha. Aveya Van, he loved her. Vayinochim Yitzchak Achraimo. Now the Nechama was complete, and now the job of Sarimena was done. Her son marries his Mashert Yitzchak, weds Rivka, and brings her into the tent to complete the process. Not Stam his tent, and not Stam a new tent. Ach v'rak, the tent of Sarah, his dear beloved mother. Then v'yinachim Yitzchak achra imo. And we will not again see the name of Sarah on the pages of the Parsha until we get to the end of the sixth Aliyah. And the last two mentions of Sarah's name on the pages of the Parsha called Chaye Sarah come in what context? When Avram Avinu, her beloved husband, now meets his demise. Avram Avinu, at the ripe age of 175, now passes away from this world. Yitzchak and Yishmael come to bury him by Maras Machpelah. And the Torah writes in Perach Chafei and Pasuk Yud, and what is Maras Machpelah? Hasod Shekona Avram Eis B'nei Ches, what took place at the beginning of the Parsha. We're now mamish pressing rewind. And we're being Menait Sofa B'tchilah, so we're bringing the end of the Parsha back to the beginning. In what field was Avram buried? I know what field. No, the Torah says, you should know this is the close of Chaye Sarah. Her husband was Avram Avinu, and even though we just read in the interim that Avram Avinu wed a second wife, her name was Keturah. Many opinions in Chazal that the name Keturah was really a reference to Hagar. He goes back to Hagar. Ivezmer, he loses Sarah, he goes back to Hagar. And the Torah wants you to know, Shama Kumar Avram, that's where Avram Avinu was interred, that's where he was buried. And his Sarah Ishto, why not just tell me, Shama Kufrua from the Sarah. The Torah goes out of its way, never a superfluous word, and yet here the Torah was Margish the Torah. Compelling, and was compelled by the need to express Avram Avinu is buried in the cave of the patriarchs, and alongside Avram was whom? Was Visora Ishto, not Stam Avram Tzara. He got married to Hagar, to Keturah in the interim, and that wasn't his real wife. His real wife was one and only Sari Menu. It's what? Avram Visora Ishto. We go two psukim later, the last Aliyah. Ve'ela told us Yishmael ben Avram asher yolda Hagar ha-Mitzris. Shivchas Sarah Liavram, the very last mention of Sarah's name on the pages of Chaye Sarah, is in the context of we're now going to delineate the offspring, the lineage of Yishmael. Rashi says, not because we're interested in Yishmael's lineage and to encounter and witness all of his genealogy, it's only to figure out the years of Yaakov. So we're just using Yishmael as the vehicle, as the intermediary through which we can infer various cheshbonus calculations surrounding the life of Yaakovina, who would be the final link in the chain of the Avos HaKadoshim. And when we mention Hagar, we know who Hagar was, and yet the Torah again feels compelled to point out, Asher Yolda Hagar, Mitzvah Yishmael was the son, born to Hagar the Egyptian, who was Shivchas Sarah Liavram. She was Shivchas Sarah. Dehainu what? Avram is buried in Masvapelu with Sarah Ishto, not Hagar, not Keturah. It's Avram and Sarah. They were the first in the crucial chains of the matriarchal patriarchal lines. And when we mention Hagar, Hagar was not his real wife. What was her essence? She's defined through the lens of the Torah as Shivchas Sarah. That's what she was. She was the Shivcha of Sarah. This is the parsha about Sarah. And it's Sarah all the way through and through. It's the lives of Sarah Imenu. There was another wife involved in the lives of Avram Avinu. She was simply Keturah or Hagar, Apilegesh, however we're going to understand the nature of that marriage, that wasn't Ishto. Ishto, the possessive wife, was one and the only Sarah Imenu, and the last mention on the pages of Chai Sarah of her name. And when we talk about Hagar, Hagar is not another wife, not an additional wife. She is merely Shivchas Sarah, and together with Avram, they produced Ishmael. So now let's go back to that momentous encounter of Yitzchak meeting up with his Bashert, with his Eishes Chayim. We flip back now to when Eliezer, the trusted loyal servant, comes back on the camels with Rivka Imenu in tow. Camels appear all throughout the parsha. And one has to wonder, why do I need to hear so much about camels? Avram Avinu sends Eliezer out with camels. And Vegam Legamalach Eshka, she gives to drink, and not only Eliezer, she gives the camels water to drink. She comes back on camels. Yitzchak lifts up his eyes and he sees camels, the Main of Kamino, whether they're camels, whether they're donkeys, oxen, who cares? Writes the Rokeach, one of the Gedolei Rishonim. The constant alliteration of Gemolim is to remind us, Sarah's essence was what? We know from Parshas Vayera, Gemilas Chasodim alongside her trusted husband Avram. The constant alliteration of Gemolim is what? Shabbos Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that Gimel Dalet is Gomel Dalet. It's called Gemilas Chasodim. A Gomel, if you think about it, what's the best animal to take with you on a trip? A Gomel, all it's doing is Chesed. It's carrying you, it's carrying your bags, it's letting you sit and ride atop it. You don't have to feed it, you don't have to give it water to drink. You filled it up before the trip, it's good to go. It's not looking to pop you off. A gomel is constantly gomel chesed. Gemolim writes the Rokeach had to remind emphatically, and the psyche of Eliezer when he goes through his journey to find that suitable wife, he has to be reminded, keep looking at the gemolim. You have to look for someone who is gomel chesed, gomeles chesed, gomeles chesed. And that's Rivka, who is that quintessential gomeles chesed. So what happens? Let's go to the story. V'yitzchak b'mi bo be'er l'chai roi. Perachav dalet posa samabeis relates that Yitzchak was coming from be'er l'chai roi. L'mayin afkamino, who cares where he's coming from? I don't need to know where he's coming from. I just want to know where he's going to. He's going to the son of the field to daven for a wife. Who cares where he's coming from? So Rashi tells me, Halach lahavi Hagar liAvram aviv sheyisene. He went to bring Hagar. That's where Hagar was. Rav Avram Achia Gro points out, that's where Hagar was visited by a malach. That's where she got her tefillas answered. He wants to be shoev the Ruach HaKodesh from that makom. But Rashi does so, so simply. He went to go bring Hagar. It's amazing. Here he is to get married. But what is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is Akedah Yitzchak. It's never about me. Yitzchak's life is never about himself. Avram gave us Shachris. Yaakov gave us Arvis Meirib. What did Yitzchak give us? Not the conjugation of the Tzaharayim, which would have been the appropriate terminology. Yitzchak gives us a mincha because pshuto kimashmo, that's what he was. Akedas Yitzchak signifies he gave himself on the altar. He allowed himself to be tied down by his parents. Totally submissive, total hachna, subjugation and utter subservience. Amen Eved Hashem, he is the Amen Ha'avoda. Zohar Chodesh and Chukas, Peidala, Amen Aleph, the Maral and Derechaim and Ovas Aleph Beis. He is the Amen Ha'avoda. avoda. He's the ultimate, the paradigmatic Eved Hashem. The Bidul Atzmi ties himself down. Akedas Yitzchak, he is a mincha, he's an offering. He gives himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and indeed he gives himself over to everybody else. He says, it's time for me to get married. First, let me take care of my father. And let me bring Hagar, interestingly enough. Yitzchak is Gematria 208, and Hagar is Gematria 208. Now, if there's anyone that Yitzchak wouldn't do a chesed for, Yitzchak has to battle, in a certain sense, Yishmael, and Hagar's the one who is the challenge to his mother, Sarah. And yet what? I want my father to go back to Hagar now. Big segula, he's going to now get married. His job is to see that his father, too, is happy. So he goes to Ber Lachairoi, he brings Hagar to Avram, Aviv Sheyesed. Then the Torah continues, Vayitza Yitzhak Lasuach Vasoda Lifnoser. He goes out to Davin, Shaduchim. What's the biggest segula for Shaduchim? Tfila, tfila, tfila. You could go to the Gedolei Yisrael and they'll tell you repeatedly, Avada, certainly we need Shaduch meetings. And we need to put together and conjure up many different means of helping singles get married, but the number one segula is tefila, tefila, tefila. This first shidduch, who is the first shachar? Avram Avinu and Eliezer. They're making the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka. And Yitzchak knows the shidduch can only culminate with what? The koach tefila. Hence, Vayitza Yitzchak lasuach basode, he goes out to daven in the field. And then what? Vayisaina vayar v'nei gemolim bom. The tsenua that Yitzchak was, he doesn't look up and see Rivka. Interesting. He picks up his eyes, vayar, and what does he see? He doesn't see Rivka. He doesn't see a young maiden. He doesn't see a woman. All he sees is gemolim. And that's it. They're here. I looked up. It's on the way. My tefillahs are getting answered. Goes right back to his davening. Yitzchak the yom ha'avodah, the yom ha'tefillah. And here he is looking up. He doesn't see Rivka, but he sees gemolim. He says, oh, I know it's all good. Vatisa Rivka seineha. She now uplifts her eyes. And what does she see? She sees Es Yitzchak. Adds the Rokeach. What's Vatera Es Yitzchak? Es is adding she saw a Malach standing alongside Yitzchak. Whereas the Netziv writes in Hemek Dabar, she saw this Amad Havod engaged and Shakua in his tefillah. Yitzchak himself looked like a Malach Hashem Tzivakos. And that in turn instilled a certain sense of fear inside of the heart of Rivka to see Yitzchak shuckling the way he did in his tefillah. To see this Evan Hashem so engaged in the process of connecting, of being Mizdabek to the Borei Olam, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she saw not the Malach together with Yitzchak, she saw Yitzchak looking and presenting himself like a Malach Hashem Tzivakos. And thus we continue, Vatipa Me'ala Gamal, she falls off, some Rishonim learn because it's Nias, and Netziv learns because she was Taka afraid. Vatomer 11, Mia Ish Halazeh. Who is Ish Halazeh? The Rishonim say Halazeh. Who is this Choshev Ish? Aholech Masada, who is now coming out to greet us. Eliezer says, he is my master. What does she do against Nias? Vatika Chatzov Vatiskas. The Ramban and other Rishonim point out the modesty. Let me present myself with Nias. And that's the house that she came from. And that is the house she's going to. We're almost ready to seal the deal. So Yitzchak still doesn't know a thing about Rivka. He can't marry her after all. You do have to see her. Kedusha Mamalaf Amanalaf also the Kadeshisha Achirena. You're not allowed to get married until you see the woman. He's got to see her. He's got to talk to her at least 20 minutes on a living room couch. All right, something. You got to spend a little bit of time. So what happens? Eliezer relates to Yitzchak all the things. What are all the things? Gila lo nisim shenasu lo. He reveals and discloses to his master Yitzchak all those astounding miracles. Shekavtzalo aretz the kvitza sederach. The journey was curtailed. V'shenizdano la rivka betfilo. So she all of a sudden comes to the well. And Chazal say the water miraculously came up to greet her. This choshev tzedekes. So what? So now you're ready. You heard about what an amazing tzedekes. You heard that she does miracles. And yet what? He doesn't love her just yet. Why not? The resume looks great. And the end of the day, she comes from the right family. She's got the right midos. You send it to try. You had a great shachan involved in the process. He told you about miracles. Why wasn't this enough? He doesn't love her yet. When does he love her? The first dimension, and we have to keep in mind the Maral Prague, the Vilna Gaon, Rav Tzedek HaKohen, Bekama Dukhli, in a number of places bandied about, there are many, many Svarim, point out repeatedly that the first dimension of a word or a concept in the pages of scriptures, in the pages of Tanakh, is the Giloi reveals to us the essence of what it's all about. The first dimension of a husband loving the wife, of a wife loving a husband, of love between husband and wife, is right here, chapter 24, verse 67. Parshas Chayesor is the first dimension in Tanakh of a husband loving a wife. When does he love her? You could have the greatest resume and it could be surrounded by miracles. That doesn't impress him. Writes the Brisker Rav in Chiddush HaGriz al HaTorah, on number 43. Writes Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Chochmas Chaim al Chumash, page 57. Writes Rav Dessner Milton Leyaw and Chelek Chamishi, page 405. They all write the same idea, that the miracles didn't impress a Yitzchak. I don't want to hear about the miracles. I want to know, is she like my mother? The Malbim points out, read the Psukim, he didn't love her until he brings Rivka into the tent of Sarimo. And then he loves her. Because I'm not interested in miracles. We mentioned in the past famous story of the son of the Chafetz Chaim sitting on a train with the son of a renowned Hasidish Rebbe. And the son of the Hasidish Rebbe turns to the son of Chafetz Chaim and he says, you should know in our house, I'm telling you, I see miracles day in and day out. People come from brochas to the Rebbe, to my Tati, and he gives them brochas. I see tzadik goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Whatever my father says, Hashem follows suit. Gevaldik. And the son of the Chafetz Chaim, after listening attentively, says, I'm sorry, but I think my father, the same the Chafetz Chaim, is even bigger than that. He says, what do you mean? He says, in my house growing up, Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu goes there, the Chofetz Chaim is Mekayah. And that's a greater Madrega. I want to know, is she a Tzedekes? I want to know, as the Ramban points out, why in the world asks the Ramban, should the Torah tell me that he loved her? Because we have to know, Lachin Hiskar Abba Kimneit Sid Kosa Vekishua Maaseha. He loved her righteousness, one righteousness. We go to Rashi, based on the famous Medrash. And Bereishis Rabba Rashi tells us, Aparsha Samach Anos Tezayin, three things. There are really five things mentioned in the Medrash, and that's where the Rekeach writes, he loved the five things mentioned in the Medrash. Rashi brings three out of the five. The Zohar Kodesh and Chelek Aleph, Kaflam, and Gimel, and Aleph only brings one, and that is Ner Dolek Meir Shabbos Lev Shabbos, that the Shabbos candles that ushered in the sanctity of Shabbos Kodesh, those candles were never extinguished all week long. Writes Rav Yosef Chaim Sonfeld in a Hachskoma, Trav Teichdol Shasa Shus Mishnah Sochner Chaim Chelek Aleph. And the same idea is presented by the Sukkot Shavu Rebbe in his Naosa Desh and Parshas Chayesor in those bays, that the Kedusha, the sanctity of Shabbos, Sarah was living on that Madrega, that lofty spiritual level, all week long she was living by Shabbos. That's the idea conveyed, that the Kedusha brought in Al Yadei, the kindling of the Shabbos candles, was never extinguished. Sarah was holding, writes the Sukkot Shavu, writes Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, she was living by the Madrega of Kedusha Shabbos all week long. And now, Sarah is brought, Rivka is brought into the tent of Sarimenu, Ner Dolek Meir Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos, Brocha Metzuya B'Isa, Avi Onan is Kosher Ohel, the Maharal and his Gorariya Sisechomim, they connected to the Chalanida Halokas Aner. The milas of the tzidkas of Sarah are now manifest, and not just in Sarah Yemenu, but they are now manifest in Rivka as well. I can hear about the miracles. Yitzchak says, water miraculously rising up to greet her. The kvitzas aderech on the journey to find Rivka in the first place. But you know what? The miracles don't impress me. I don't want osis. I don't want mosim. I don't want nisim and aflos. I want to know bread and butter, meat and potatoes. Is she a tzedekes? Is she like Sarimeno? Yes. Vayimei Yitzchak Ola, Sarimo. That's what I need to hear. I bring her into the tent. I'm finally getting to know her. To know her as a tzedekes. I don't want a woman of miracles. I'm not convinced with the greatest resume in the world. Vayikachas Rivka, Vatihilo Leisha. He takes her. She becomes Lo Leisha, writes the Rokeach. He's only going to have one wife. Exclusivity. Avram had a Sarah, but Avram had a Hagar. Yaakov has a Rochel, but he has a Leah. Vatihilo Leisha. That's it. Yitzhak and Rivka, nobody else will ever enter into that marriage. Vayahavah, and he loves her. Vayinachim Yitzhak Achraimo wasn't about finding a replacement, bringing him in a Chamo. That was only a secondary aspect. First and foremost, I'm looking for a wife whom I can love. The love comes, the real, the profound love only enters after the marriage itself. And thus I take you to Rose Pastor Stokes, who writes in, my prayer, some pray to marry the man they love. My prayer will somewhat vary. I humbly pray to heaven above that I love the man I marry. It's not about marrying the man I love. but about loving the man that I marry. It's got to start with love, but the real, meaningful, profound love is going to come after marriage. Vayigach, ish kiyigach, Vayigach, he takes her. He takes her in marriage after seeing that all the Maisa Tzidkis and the Kishon Maaseh, that she's just like the Tzadikis that his Sarah was. The Ksav Sefer even relates. And why didn't he have an Achama? Why wasn't he comforted? Why wasn't he consoled? Because he was worried, how in the world am I ever going to find a girl? There's no girl in the world like Sarah, but I got to be the one who's going to succeed Avraham Avinu. I have to be his successor. How am I going to have a wife? He figured, writes the Ksav Sofer, as long as my mother's alive, she'll train her. She'll be the best Kala teacher the world has ever known. I can marry anyone, and I'll just have her hang around Sarah. So now he couldn't be in Nisnachem. Why? Right, Ksav Sofer, because Sarah passed away. Without the master teacher, without Sarah Meno, who's going to bring me a wife? Now let me see, is she going to be capable of taking over what Sarah represented? Yes, he brings her into the tent. Bedavko Sarimo, and writes Rashi, that she is Kedugma Simo. She's like Sarah all over again. Now he takes her hand in marriage, and then he loves her. And you have to get to know your wife, your spouse, before the real love can ensue. All right, John M. Gottman, PhD, and his New York Times bestseller, The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work. He is considered by many the country's foremost relationship expert out of the University of Washington. And he writes on page 54 that emotionally intelligent couples are intimately familiar with each other's world. I call this having a richly detailed love map. My term for that part of your brain where you store all the relevant information about your partner's life. Another way of saying this is that these couples have made plenty of cognitive room for their marriage. They remember the major events in each other's history, and they keep updating their information as the facts and feelings of their spouse's world change. When she orders him a salad, she knows what kind of dressing he likes. If she works late, he'll think to record her favorite TV show. He could tell you how she's feeling about her boss and exactly how to get her office, how to get to her office from the elevator. He knows what's important to her, and he knows about the doubt she has in life. She knows that he fears being too much like his father, and they know each other's lives, goals, worries, and hopes. That's a great marriage. There's communication. They got to know each other. They know how they're thinking and what they're feeling. And if you don't really know someone, how can you truly love them? No wonder the biblical term for sexual love is to know. Adam Yoda Ischa Ve'ishta. That's what he writes. Yitzchok says, I can hear about the miracles. I can hear about Kvitza Saderech. I can hear about the water miraculously rising up. But Acharei Chosako, when all is said and done, I want to get to know her. I want to get to know her as a tzaddikus. I want to witness firsthand Kishon Maaseha. I'm going to bring her into the tent. And only when Yitzchok saw that all those major characteristics that were manifest in the day of Sarah, his mother, when they now repeated themselves, he says, oh, I see she's got the midos, the tznius. And the midos told us the impeccable character traits of my mother Sarah. Only now does he love her, interestingly enough. And with this we close. Eliezer tried convincing him. Vayasaper, the Rokeach tells us, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayasaper is a lashon as opposed to a mira or a dibur. A sipur is over and over and over again. Vayasaper, Eliezer is convincing Yitzchak. Yitzchak says, stop. I need to bring her into the tent, and then I'm going to love her. I want to love her unconditionally. Writes the Rama, Maimonides, and Mor Nevuchim, Guide to the Perplexed in Chelek Aleph. The very first mention of Ava, of love, on the pages of Chumash was where? And the very first mention was going back to the close of Parshas Vayera. Kachno es bincha es yechidcha shahavta es Yitzchak. Writes the Rambam, love is first and foremost about unconditional love. The first mention of Ava, like the Maral, like the Vilna Gaon, let's go back to its first appearance in the pages of Scripture. The very first time we encountered the Musag, the lofty concept of love, was in a father's love for a child. Take Yitzchak, Akedis Yitzchak, Ana, Espincha, Sechircha, Shahavta. Writes the Rambam, the first one who was on the receiving end of love is the first one to now transmit that love to somebody else outside of him. Yitzchak is the first one loved in the pages of Chumash, because that is the paradigm, that is the prototype for all of love. Ava she'ina tluya bedover. It's not conditional, it's not contingent on any factors. That's a parent's love for a child. That's Hakadosh Yitzchak. Yitzchak now comes, takes that love. He's been infused with the love of Avraham Avinu. Now he loves whom? And now he loves his dear wife Rivka. And now Vayinache. And now he is comforted. How it all comes together. Wow. So beautiful. Yitzchak by Akedas Yitzchak is when Sarah passes away from this world. Akedas Yitzchak was the moment that Sarah had to endure that tragic demise to pass away from this world. She's buried now in a field. Yitzchak is associated with the field. He goes out to a field to David. It's in a field that he meets up with Rivka. The field is continuing its growth. And he is now comforted by the loss of his mother. He marries Rivka. He takes all the love of his parents, of Avram and Sarah, transmits it to Rivka via Havel, and now the circle is complete, and the matriarchal, patriarchal lines are set to continue. And that's the love of when Yitzchak met Rivka, that first encounter of love in the Torah between husband and wife. That's unconditional love. That's love based on the right factors of midos, of tznius, of getting to know your spouse for the right reasons. We should be zeichet to beautiful marriages, to have a wonderful day. Agutavach Shavua Tov, and a Chodesh Tov up ahead. Thank you so much for coming.